Yes, you was when you one woman year or Katia wonder one put the microphone. Yes, you was when you two of us a Katonda Urakasira Karunji Katwadem Kuvira Okwe Eranga Tumani Gabu to Sosoko Yingira Mukusavando was over do.
I think you're here when he entered prayer.
Gatumuene Niza Mukusoka
and repented to him initially.
Urobutamania Burunji.
For not knowing well and realizing the country he put us. And we thank him that he chose us. Yet when he chose us, we never got to understand him. In this time, we too rejoice in being Ugandans.
Because
we become a blessed country. Been spoken of us many times.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we move to give God back that glory. Errors of not knowing doesn't count them on us.
Paul
us in the Acts 17 from verses 19 and to 30.
He said,
the times of our ignorance
it
did not count on us. But he commands all people where they are. That we enter repentance
in.
That we accept God indeed called us. And we are a special nation. Together with our friends. Even all who love God all over the world. Those who are workers together with God. We want to use well this morning. That we move to get the light of the word of God. Praise Jesus much. We are still moving on. With the part one of the journey of heavens. Under this big heading, God revealing me the call, the covenant, and his glory on this nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC, through the journey of heaven,
what
was moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Yes, you have
praise
you.
Jesus much.
So, part one, now,
part one of the journey of heaven, we see it under that heading. And God reveals me the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven's moved in the Bible.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So, tuche yongere on part one of the journey of
still moving with part one of the journey of heaven.
Iranga tumanyi part one yeno yorugendo
lwegulu. And we know this part one of the journey of heavens.
Kwachizura nti elimu ekitundu ekyawagulu.
We discover that it has the rim above.
Ekikolebwa egulu lyasoka mukutondebwa.
Which is made of the first created heaven.
Elimu ekibuga kya Katonda.
Which has the city of God.
Yerusalemu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
So,
yet when you pass through that heaven, still in the rim above, there is the second created heaven, which has four living creatures,
store
of all spirits, those which we first created, and
we
given bodies on the world,
even
those given bodies like today, until Christ will be
back.
Pass through the second heaven, four living creatures, store of all spirits. You move on to the third heaven in the rim above, where there is the garden of God, the throne of God, and those of 24 elders. The rim above not yet reached it in the part one of the journey of heaven. We still move on with the rim below. And we see what is in the brave. Things in the rim below. It's made of the fourth created heaven. And that's this rim. The rim below.
It's
made of the fourth created heavens.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So,
in there we see 7 major things. In the brave. And we began a heading saying, let's see what is in the brave. Things in the rim below. The
fourth
created heaven.
So tuze tulaba
bingiko. We've been seeing much.
As
we saw the first, the circular appearance of that heaven, even its hardness in appearance.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
And
we came to see the kingdom of the stars.
enjuba n'omwezi,
the sun and the moon.
Mu kiseera kino,
in this time,
tugenda maaso ne pointi yaffe eyokusatu.
Move on with our third point.
Mwebyo byekulaba ebiri mu bufunze.
In the things we see briefly.
Mu kitundu ekyawansi.
In the realm below.
Eggulu eryokola mu kutondebwa.
In the fourth created heaven.
Tutunuulidde geyena.
We are looking to hell.
Ekkomera lya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Era erimanyiddwa nga obunnya obutakoma.
It's known as the bottomless pit.
Wabula tuzze tugirabako ebintu bingi.
We have been seeing on it many things.
Okutuuka lwe twalaba.
Until we saw that Satan is not the one in charge of hell,
wabula malaika amanyiddwa nga Abaddon,
but the angel known as Abaddon,
n'ekibinja kya malaika billion
ebikumi bibiri, group of his angels 200 billions.
Ebyo nno tuzze tubyetegereza.
Those we have been looking at them.
Olwaleero,
this day,
twagala kulaba ku mukulembeze w'abamalayika b'okufa n'amagombe.
We want to see of the leader of the angels of death and hell.
Abakola billion ebikumi bibiri.
Those which make 200 billions.
Ekikula kyabwe.
Their appearance.
N'endabika yabwe.
Even the way they look.
Ekikula kyabwe.
Their appearance.
Oba kiyite image and likeness.
Image and likeness.
Era n'ebimu ku bibonerezo ebikolebwa emagombe.
Some of the punishments made in hell.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Olwaleero.
This day.
Tutunuulidde abakulembeze b'abamalayika b'okufa n'amagombe.
Leaders of angels of death and hell.
Abakola enamba billion ebikumi bibiri.
Which make the number 200 billions.
Ekikula kyabwe.
We see their likeness.
Ekifaananyi kyabwe n'ekikula kyabwe.
Image and likeness.
Awamu n'ebimu ku ebyo ku bibonerezo ebikolebwa.
Together with the punishments which are made in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So tetwagala kulabika nga tulwawo.
We don't want to delay.
Katugende mumaaso.
Let's move on.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
By name and voice.
Ndi omutume nonadi
witness. Apostle Ronald Hope witness.
Wamu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you much.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu Kristo. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mu buweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Omulembe omupya.
The new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
With the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And His glory.
Kuluno okutuusaako part 1 y'olugendo lw'eggulu.
This time to reach on you part 1 of the journey of heaven.
Wansi w'omutwe guli omune omukulu.
Under the major heading.
Katonda nga mbikulira okuyitibwa.
God revealing me the call.
Ekitiibwa.
The covenant.
Okuyitibwa
the call,
endagaano,
the covenant,
ekitiibwa kye ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
and His glory on the nation of Uganda,
okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu,
through the journey of heavens,
era nga mu part 1 ey'olugendo lw'eggulu,
and in the part 1 of the journey of heavens,
kyatunuulidde ebiri mu bufunze,
we look to what in the brief,
ekitundu ekyawansi,
things in the realm below,
ekikolebwa eggulu eryokuna
mu kutondebwa, made of both created heaven,
twamaliriza point 2 waggulu,
we finished 2 points up above,
mu ebyo ebiri mu kitundu ekyawansi,
things in the realm below,
era tukyalaba point yaffe eyokusatu.
Still see our third point.
Mwebyo ebiri mu kitundu ekyawansi.
In things within the realm below.
Eryokuna mu kutondebwa.
The fourth created heaven.
Tugenda maaso n'okulaba amagombe.
We move on to see of hell.
Geyena.
Hell.
Era ekkomera lya Katonda.
And the prison of God.
Limanyiddwa ng'obunnya obutakoma.
Known as the bottomless pit.
Tulabyeko bingi.
Seen much in that place.
Nawaje esinkani mu bwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
And where it's found in the kingdom of the stars.
Era olwaleero tutunuulidde.
And today we are looking to.
Abakulembeze. Baba malaika b'okufa n'amagombe.
The leaders of angels of death and hell.
Abakola enamba billion ebikumi bibiri.
Which make the number 200 billions.
Ekifaananyi kyabwe n'ekikula kyabwe.
Their image and their likeness.
Awamu ne ku ebyo ebibonerezo ebikolebwa mu magombe.
Together with the punishments given in hell.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Baba malaika bano.
These angels.
Okusinziira mu kubikulirwa.
According to Revelations.
Kubikulirwa essuula ey'omukaaga.
Revelations 6.
Onyoola omusanvu n'olw'omunaana.
Verse 7 and 8.
Bamalayika abakola mu bunnya obutakoma.
Angels working the bottomless pit.
Geyena.
Hell.
Era ekkomera lya Katonda mwasibira emyoyo emijeemu.
And the prison of God imprisoned rebellious spirits.
Badividingiddwamu emirundi ebiri.
They are divided into two.
Waliwo ababeera ku nsi kuno nga bakola ku byakufa.
There are those who are on this world working on a mission of death.
Ate ne wabaawo abalindiridde eri mu bunnya obutakoma.
There are those awaiting in the bottomless pit.
Mu kkomera lya Katonda.
In the prison of God.
Geyena.
Hell.
Okubonereza.
To punish.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'osoma ku bikulirwa n'essuula ey'omukaaga.
When you read Revelations chapter 6,
Bible egamba bw'eti.
The Bible says this.
Okubikulirwa essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelation 6 verse 7.
Bwe yabeemula akabonero ak'okuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu eky'okuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Olunyiriri olw'omunaana. Ne ndaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu. Neyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Agamba nti era laba.
He saw behold.
Embarasi yakyo.
A yellow horse.
Neyali agituddeko.
And one sitting on it.
Erinnya lye kufa.
His name is called death.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
In
things I saw in the journey of heaven moved in the Bible. God reveals me a special call that on the nation of Uganda. When we reached in the hell, the prison of God, and the bottomless pit, where imprisoned rebellious spirits,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
These
angels working on death and hell, and they are divided into two. Those moving on the yellow horse, these are the angels of death. Remember, they were in the same group, those we call angel of death and hell. When you read Revelation 6, in the verse 7 and 8, let's read verse 8. Revelation 6, verses 8.
Nendaba, era lava, embarase ya chenvu, neyalia tudeko, erinyalia kufa. Nemagombe, nagenda na ye.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
Yalia tudeko, embarase ya
chenvu. The one who sat on the yellow horse. He's called death. He's the one in charge of the group which works on this world to gather up spirits from their bodies. And this who follows him behind. And the even hell followed him. That one is the real angel working and leading those who work in the bottomless pit, hell, and the prison of God, where God imprisoned rebellious spirits. According to Revelation 6:7 and 8,
it
shows that this angel of death and his group doesn't pass alone, and there are those who follow him behind, angel of hell, angel of bottomless pits, of the prison of God. If the angel of death, his group, they fail on you on this world. But we discovered last time that the angel of death and his group, they are the one who shepherd the evil ones under the sun.
To
see that in time of getting tired of them, they move on, hand them in the hands of those who take them to hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Wokufa,
angel of death, he moves on to shepherd the evil ones. As
here,
Revelation 6 verse 8. Let's read there we hear. Revelation 6 verses 8.
Nendaba, era, lava. Embalase ya chenvu. Neyali atuddeko, erinyalye kufa. Nemagombe, nagenda na ye. Nebawebwa, obuyinza, kuchitundu echoku nechensi. Okuta nechitala, nenjala. Norumbe, nensolo zensi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When the angel of death shepherds the evil ones,
wabira,
there are sicknesses which some move and they are not cured by medicine. That's where there are wars.
At
least people fight and kill each other.
Gets
there to shepherd the evil ones. The beast of the field. Sometimes we see mosquitoes bite us, we get sick of malaria. Even different animals. Even famine that happened in the midst of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those the angel of death,
he
usually uses them when he's reached a point to take people out of the body. When he gets you out and you are a sinner, gives you the one following him behind, known as hell. Oh, hell. Rightful name is known as Abaddon. That called hell. Hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, in that word, as we heard last time, many things are done under the sun. Someone cannot just comprehend to see them. The works of God are moving on.
From
that which happens on angel of death and his group, not many would know what happened. They don't even know. There is the angel who takes up spirits from the body.
Others
who see them and they call them these panem men.
But if you
see the angel of death,
he's
on his yellow horse and his group.
Look
behind the one following him,
Abaddon,
the angel Abaddon and his group.
He
is very terrific.
Others
call them, these men are here taking
me. But
those happen under the sun.
Someone
not just check to see them.
If it wasn't
the journey of heaven,
even
special call on this nation,
the
nation to be blessed
in
the midst of the world.
Blessed, spoken
of in Matthew
13, in
the verse
9-17. Even
blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven. We to make the entire world
know. Perhaps
we wouldn't have known what's moving on. But by that blessing,
it brought
us to know all this. God has blessed us in the midst of the world. Praise Jesus much.
When
you read Psalms 49,
it shows
you the angel of death and his group.
Those
who fall in the same group dividing the angel of death and hell.
These
who work on the world,
they
are there shepherding the evil ones.
Even though
the holy ones seem to also go in the way of like the evil ones,
someone
gets sick of malaria and the others. Example like Prophet Elisha. But you don't get pains.
You
just sending farewell to people.
But
if everyone is in extreme pain,
where they
look to go is filled of much agony and pain in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read the Psalms.
Zaburi esure ya na muomwenda, noru njiriri ole kumininya.
Psalms 49 from verse 14.
Bate kiruwa umagombe, nge chisibo. Okufa kunabe ilango musomba wawe. Abama zima, bana abafuganga, obudde webulicha.
After it dawns, we shall be in the heavens. But there are these evil ones. They
were
put death to be their shepherd. Even the flock where they head to, that is hell.
That's
where they were imprisoned in the prison.
Now you're
in on this world
and
you commit your sins.
You're not
ready to give them, neither repent
them. Send
angel of death shepherd you all your
days
and to fulfilling to retain evils.
In
the devil get tired of you.
Gets
out that your spirit.
Or
by sickness.
Or
by famine.
Or
by beast of the field.
Or
by the sword.
When
you get it from that body,
gives
you in the hands of the one following behind him. The one known as hell.
Angel
Abaddon of the
chains.
That
takes
where they imprison in the bottomless pit. Their spirit.
Now,
both happen under the sun. When you look to Psalms, Psalms
49,
it shows that human
beings, they
take time under the sun
and they
look to seek for wealth.
And they
forget to prepare for the kingdom of heaven.
And
even some of us today,
we fight
work for this world, life of the world.
Building,
having cars,
traveling
nations,
have
plenty money on the accounts. But you have forgotten
where you are
heading on to. In hell.
You're
not preparing for where you're to rest from in heaven.
You
yourself refuse to speak of the call of God.
In the
Matthew
11,
28-30, come all weary and burdened.
See
the rest of your spirit.
Because
you refuse to come,
you will
never see rest.
ojategana ku nsi
you will toil on this world
ateba kuongerewo mukutegana kwa
geye move on you in the toilets in hell
ebintu byabawo mu rugendo rwego
those things happened in the journey of heaven
naba abantu nga bakoze
I saw people they had worked
nabateganye ku nsi
they had toil on this world
bakunganyiza obugagga bunji
got that much well
nebezimbira
and they have built for themselves
okutegana oko konna
all that toiling
nebakuvamu
and they get out of it
ruku wambura omubiri
home clothing the body of death
nebore kero kutegana okuddako
head to the next toiling
nayi kuonga nabako
but look at this
erito toroza kunseddako
you've not thought of the next world
okutegeka oboge namuya kuongera okutegana ennyo no okubirawo
go to the world of toiling beyond
obo okugena muchimure ekyo muguru
to go in the rest in heaven
kiroze
ko think of it
Shiganye tukora kunsi.
Yes, we work on the world.
Era tugena shiganga tukora.
We're going to remain working.
Ninga buruuza.
But as same time you think.
Ndimukuru 10 ne kunsi.
100 in heavens and 100 on earth.
Oteke ebintu kumizani zenkana
kana. On balanced scales.
Olimo kunonyo obugago bwokunsi.
Don't think of wealth for the world. To be the well on the world.
Ninga wera bidde tuluna amalirizo kwangu
lomubiri. After you unclothe the body.
Ogena kuba mwavu mugeena.
You're going to be poor in hell.
Ngato olimukutega nokukira. Kuwategana mukunsi.
Toiling beyond the toils you toil on the world.
Bibi
for attaining
no robot tereza kugenda mukuru
ordering your way to go heaven
anga mizani zo wazifule zitali ezitenkana
for you make your scales and balance
wanonye byokusi ni wera biro kunonya mukuru
things of the world you refuse to pick those of heaven
bali otekenga ku mizani ebintu byonna
put things all on the scales
katuddeko katono waguru mu zaburi yeno
let's get briefly upwards in the psalms
atuchya kuletera okutegeera
if we still bring you to understand
ku bibinja bino baba kulembeze baba malaika abakufana amagulu
the leaders of angels of death and hell
abakora billion 2000
those who make 200 billion
yanga tugenda kuba tulaba ne kuchifana nchabwe ne chikura
chao going to see of their image and their likeness
awamune kwebi ibonereze bikolemo
together with punishments given there in hell
yes
praise Jesus much
boda koko katono waguru mu zaburi yenu
briefly get upwards in the psalms
atsomole 12
let's read verse 12
Zaburi esule yana muomwenda olunyiri ole 12
Psalms 49 verses 12
Nayo muchitabelera muchitibwa alinge esolezi zikirira
njo muntu nebwa akolera bitibwa wansi wenjuba
Matter on someone works for under the sun
Dali nyorera mbitibwa
will never be in them forever
Ikisubuka
It's impossible
Zaburi esule yana muomwenda olunyiri ole 13
Psalms 49 verses 13
ekubo lyabwe eliyo bwe busirusiru bwabwe naye abantu ababadirira babasiima ebigambo byabwe
kakati baba kuddako
those who follow you
tebamanya byobadoko obolazewa
they don't know where you've headed to
oleko kuze amanya kunshi
you leave bad names on the world
boline bigambo ebikuru byobawadde okuliensi
what you've given them into the world
Era wali one ngomboze muri nezabo
sayings of those people you have
amuga magundi ayogera bwati
say this person spoke this
kubanga to manje yaraga
you don't know where they were
omanyi wabo tunuliro mugaga muruka 10 na mukaga
you look the rich man in Luke 16
namwenda paka
19-25
agamba
he say
nti ngagudde mugeye na jeri ali mburumi
fell in hell where he was in pain
nti batumera azaru wakiri kunshi
let them send Lazarus on the world
ala mure baganda baba 5
to warn his 5 brothers
kubanga nawo bali bagobere kubolie
them to follow his footsteps
iranga bara bomusaji ali mukozi
so the man was the work
kubanya nafuna sente
he bribed got money
ngabashimi amakubogwe gonda
baga and they followed up on his ways
nabaru uzali yagenda mugo
thought he went in heaven
inga inaje ali
yet is somewhere else
kati ye malaika wokufa
angel of death
ne chibinja chengalo bakora
as they walk
ngaba maruku kujja mbiri goli mwononyo
nachi from the body and your sinner
ngaba kukwasha malaika wagena
give you angel of hell
we komerali akatona
the prison of god
ngaba kuongera yo
and they move you onwards
kati babali kunsi
now we on the world
tusigala ungali tumanyi waje okumewa tu
don't know the rightful place you've gone
Urobulimba bwabali bwasitani
because of the thieves of the devil
and
the fallen angels
abamanyo kwefuro muzimugoye yafa
those who appear as the demon of the day
bali nyakumitwe
and they come back on heads of the living
abuzabuzanti abafuba mwe bachali wanoku
and they confuse you your dead people are right
nenga jebali bali mukubona abunoku yekitalu
where they are there in great agony
eranga mulobozo okusima makubo mwe batambulira
to follow up ways they followed
ebyo boli maroku bango ozukuse
after you would have walked now
omusana gwa Kristo gwe chigamo ne gukwakira
Christ of the word lightens you
olibiraba
you will see there
era bolire mokuwakirwa kunshiko
you fail to be lightened from this world
munsiyo moyo
in the spiritual world
we mazo kwambura mbiri
go and clothe this body
ichiti bokufa
it's called death
sho jachitegirira dala dala
you get to understand it
kubanga rojo manyinshi jobadde mungabwe liye chiroto
put the world you are in is a dream. Being under the world, that's been a dream. Now you've entered reality. But you still understand where they take you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Zaburi esule ya na muomwenda na ulu nyiriri ole kumine nya.
Psalms 49 verse 14.
Bate kiru wawo magombe nge chisivo. Okufa kunabe ilangu msumba wawe. Abama zima bana abafuganga obudde we bulicha. Nobulu njibu wawe buliba obwe magombe. Okubulia buleme okubela nechifecho kutulamu.
Ulide bulu nji.
You hear well.
Ntibaba teka koku.
They put death to be their shepherd. Angel of death moving on their yellow horse together with his army. Now hell, it's the flock. Here you seem to move free. But when they get you from the body, you will never move again where you want.
They
put you in the prison, in the flock, on the chains. You have nowhere to move freely.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most of us have a problem in our Bibles. Some people, they read these words in the Bible and they're not there. But get a Luganda Bible, it will explain it well.
Or
other different versions of Bible. Mostly Bibles in Hebrews and Greek. They still speak those words.
Zaburi esule yana muomwenda noru nyiriri ole kuminetano.
Psalms 49 verse 15.
Na ye katonda alinu nule meme yange mumanyi ge magombe. Kubanga ya alinzikiriza. Ulinyo ole kuminomukaga. Toti angagwe omuntu wa agaga wala. Ekiti bweche nyumba ye bweche yongera olinyole 17 kubanga bwalifa talitwala kintu ekiti bweche tekirika kumugoberera olinyole
18
do not fear them. If they have not aligned themselves in God,
none
what they gather on the world will follow them.
When
angel of death will unclothe them those bodies and they hand them to angel of hell, this who follows him,
none
things you made under the sun will follow you. I want to put these things on scale. 100 in heaven, prepare those of heaven world in which are in righteousness. After we not prepare like that, those you gather on the world, you will
need
them, and nothing will follow you. Even in the grave, they don't bury you in your car in that body.
They
don't bury you with money in your body. Even the spirit has been taken, it doesn't go with anything. At least the body, the maggots,
the clothing of the clock.
But the spirit doesn't go even with the watch.
Neither
some of clothing you clothed on the world. The spirit gets out with nothing.
Naked.
Heavenly body, it is naked. You'll be very surprised. You are in very clothing according to unrighteous works you've been doing. And you are in rags. Now you have to be careful. Let's finish here.
Psalms 49
verses
18. Newankubadenga yaite memeye eyomukisa boyalinga achali mulamu. Era abantu bakutendereza bowe kolera weko bulungi. Olinyiro 19. Alika mu mirembe gya bajjajjabe. Ti tebaliraba musanana ti.
Ulide kizibu ekibira.
You had the problem which happens.
Ti newankubadde yeitanga wa mukisa.
God, he called himself blessed.
Until
you can gather things on the world. Say the blessing is on me.
You're going to
follow your forefathers. You follow them in their actions. Be in the darkness, you'll never see of light. Bottomless pit, you know it. Revelations 9:1 and 2.
Shows
there cometh total darkness from the bottomless pit in the prison of God, hell. And you will descend there and you're taken by angel of hell and his group. Those happen like dreams to you. Come from the world of dream and you enter the real world. For things of there, they are forever. Things of hell and of heaven, they happen forever. Things of the world, they keep changing.
But
you get appetite of chicken today, tomorrow you don't have it. And you cut chicken, eat them as if they're chasing you.
Appetite,
and appetite vanishes. And you feel you want small fish. That used to despise that small fish. The world keep changing, but there they never change.
You
find the originality of things. In hell, every punishment is equal to a kilo. It is the same in weight. It's the same.
He
said, maybe when they will cut me, I will feel a bit lightened. Same pain. Rejoicing in heaven, they rejoice forever in the joy which is the same.
But
what you understand is one thing. Things you never knew under the sun. If it wasn't the journey of heaven, no Bible speaks of all these words, we too wouldn't have been revealed then.
Tell
the journey of heaven is moved in the Bible.
It
moved to tell you.
God
revealed things in the Bible in their reality.
In
the places they are found, and the reality is how they are done, some which we never knew before.
Psalms 49,
verse
20.
No matter honors you will have, you don't get understanding.
Not
different from the carcass of the dog on the roads.
Yes,
Jesus.
Never
honors you will melt.
Yet,
your head is not calm understanding. Understanding things of heaven. How they will be.
Hell,
for they are the wild places.
Hell
is wild. Heaven is filled of goodness.
No
matter honors you'll have, and you don't have understanding, don't differ from the carcass of the dog on the roadside. That's why when I knew that,
some
money you gather come before me, and you have no understanding of God.
You
are nothing. I see you like a dead dog.
Except
when you've come yearning for understanding, child of God has come yearning. If you come with your money,
then
you call it your honor. I'll see like a dog, a dead dog on the red side.
If
not want understanding and you don't have it, understanding is the word of God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. But they have told you. Revelation 6, 7, and
8.
I saw the one seated on the yellow horse. His name is called Death. And hell follows behind him. Praise Jesus. If you'll be there,
see
one sitting on a yellow horse. Angel has come. Always look behind him like that. If you see hell behind him, you know you're finished. If you look behind him, angel of death on his yellow horse,
if you see
one sit on the white horse, or the red horse, or the one of fire,
The one
of the white horse angel Michael, of the red angel Gabriel, the one of fire, angels of fire, those who took prophet Elijah.
And
you say hallelujah, I will praise the Lord.
Carry
Lazarus, they have come for me. In the Luke 16,
Lazarus
took his spirit in the bosom of Abraham.
If you
look behind the angel of death,
and
you see angel Abaddon,
he's
like a commando.
He
has two appointed, holds the chain and the sword.
He
has serpents in his back. Sits on the horse.
Head
is of a lion.
Who
wants to eat its pointed its tooth.
Has
a tail of a scorpion.
It
blows fire. You know you're finished.
And
and you yell as you are dying. And you begin to put defecate on yourself. You pour through your eyes like that. Look behind and you look at him. You know it is dawned on you.
God
armies of angel of death and hell. He made this number. According to Revelations.
Chapter 9
verse 16. They are this number. Revelations 9:16.
N'omuwendo gw'eggye eryabeebagala embalaasi obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri. N'empulira omuwendo gwabwe.
Omuwendo gwabwe.
Their number.
Bilioni ebikumi bibiri.
There are 200 billion of them.
Wabula ekisinga okwewunyisa.
But what surprises most?
Muna abatono bye bakola ku nsi bamaleka b'okufa.
Them work on this world, the angel of death.
Bali kwota y'ennamba.
They are a quarter of these 200 billions.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Most of them are in the bottomless pits. Angel of death, they are so quick. Just as those of hell.
Pick
out spirits of those dying from the body. It's something very easy. But their total number, when you join those working in the bottomless pit, the prison of God, the hell, they total 200 billions.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
They are
walking up and down in the world. They pick out spirits.
They
give them the Holy Ones. Angel Gabriel. Of the yellow horse. Angel Michael. Of the white horse. Gabriel of the red. Those of fire.
They
take you to the city of God. If you are holy. If angel of death gets you out. And you are a sinner. You will see horses lying behind him. Of angels Abaddon.
The
horse seemeth yellow.
But
has a head of a lion. You know you have fallen on a problem.
If you see
him,
or
you may see him and never see his horse.
Then
you see he has a crown on the head.
He
has hair like of women, very tall. And the eyes like fire.
Facing
the face is like a
woman.
He has tooth pointed out of his mouth. And he has cutting on his arm, holding on the chain and the sword. And he turns behind like that. And you see snakes behind him. You know if you're finished. You are finished. Emphasis you praise yourself on this world. You know, there are many things you do. And you feel authority in yourself. You see this time. Have authority, leave the service and go. You have authority. Abusing God. But it will finish one day. When they take you get to the prison. Hell.
Yeah,
God seems to have left peace your way. Freedom he left for you is a test your way. God, you're not there. But that day you will know he is there. He here seems to have
left
you.
The
shepherd he gave you for your sins.
It's
called death. He doesn't imprison anyone on the chain. He just follows you.
The
shepherd is like you shepherd your sheep. Everywhere they go, you follow them.
He will
get you from the body.
I'm
going to accept questions ahead.
Comment
moment. Praise Jesus.
But
what you have to prepare yourself for. These men, God made them. Angel of death and hell.
And they
fashion weapons from themselves. They make them.
It
wants a panga, these big ones. You see, he has made it for himself. It wants a hammer to crush that big head. You see, he's held these armors of four. Big like that.
He
puts that head on the rock.
And he
hammers it as you are yelling.
Yet you
don't die, for in hell there's no death.
He hammers
it
parts
on the floor of
time,
and you're yelling in pain, and you just reach a point you're groaning of pain. Yet
it
doesn't stop. And after 5 months,
and
your head gets back to form, and they get other punishments. You have to be careful. The more God left us peace on the world,
you
don't use it to align yourself. He has much wrath. The day will lay hold of you. And you fall in the hand of the Lord.
You
squeeze the foolishness from yourself. No, you think you're equal to him.
If you abuse,
tell him, come out, beat me. He doesn't do that.
You
say, still, I've abused him, he's not beaten me. You call is equal to you. He works on your orders. Time of his orders when they will come and of beating you. You would tell him, forgive me, Lord.
Forgive
me. He would never mind you at that point.
Yes,
yes. Praise Jesus. According to Isaiah 54:16, the way he made these men who work in death and hell, mostly part of working in hell, he can make a sword and cut it for 5 months. And make instruments which squeeze out your nails. Those toys you keep moving around. And you go into immorality. Isaiah 54:16. Have you heard?
Yatonda
muwesi. He created the blacksmith. He who is a destroyer. He fans fire. We shall see it in his horse.
He
fans fire. He makes weapons of which he wants from them.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man. Now,
in all brethren,
what
you have to know is this. God, as he makes this army, angels of death and hell,
most
those who work in hell,
he
moves on to be created with all their weapons there to use. And themselves, they make weapons. That weapon they need to use in that moment.
And
they have proof that you are paid according to the actions you
worked.
But we first wanted to show you that angel of death and hell, they were divided into two. Those of death moved to work on this world. Those of hell work in the bottomless pits. Now death, it moves in the front. It comes to pick the spirits. He's not one that is one angel. His group.
For
they move the entire world. And they shepherd the evil ones.
Now
the day they get you from the body, you see angel of hell is right behind. That's why we tell you, accept the shepherd Jesus. For he shepherds the holy ones. He is the good shepherd. If you refuse him, be your shepherd. For the eternal life, you wait for angel of death to shepherd you.
Get
tired of you for the sins you've made.
Snatch
you from the body to take you to the flock in hell. It's not the problem to him. In the Psalms 78, in the verse 49, the angels of death, they have ever been sent to Egypt, and they moved out, snatched out spirits right from the bodies. Yet remember the Egyptians, they were sinners too much.
Those
which reached years to take them to hell, that is 8 years and above, they gave them up in the hands of angels of hell, and they took them in the prison. Let's read in the Psalms.
Zaburi esule ye sanvu mumunana na ulu nyiriri olwana mumuenda.
Psalms 78 verse 49.
Yabaka sukako busungubwe obukambwe. Noku nyiga, noku nyikala, noku nakuwala. Echibina chaba malaika abaleta obubi. Olu nyiri olu atano. Yakubira obusungu bw'ekkubo, teyasaasira n'emeeza abwe okufa, naye n'awaayo obulamu bwabwe eri olumbe. 5:1, n'akuba ababereberye bonna abali mu Misiri, abaasinga amaanyi mu weema za Kaamu. 5:2, naye n'aggyamu abantu be, ye ng'endiga, n'abalungamiza mu ddungu ng'ekisibo.
Owulidde ekyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
Tuli ku nsi kuno.
We are on this world.
Mulimu abasumbibwa Katonda.
Both shepherded by God.
Okuyita mu mwana we Mukama waffe Yesu.
He sent the Lord Jesus.
Oyo yatuma omwoyo otukulembera.
He sent the Spirit to lead us.
Kulemeramu abaana
bano. To lead the children of God.
Wawula.
But
ate mulimu abasumbibwa malaika w'okufa.
There are those who are shepherded by angel of death.
And
show you the example which happened in Egypt.
Zaburi ino,
Psalm 78 from 49 to 51, he poured his wrath on them.
He
sent them a band of angels, those who bring wrath, who bring troubles, those who torment. They are in the group, it's not one angel of death. And they entered Egypt. And they picked out the firstborns. Those on whom they took as their heirs of Egypt. You know the thing in Egypt. Written Exodus. Exodus 12.
23-24.
Where they show the destroyer enter Egypt.
Yes, you
have praise Jesus. They thought it was one angel of death. Yet he has his group. According to Psalm 78, from verse 49
and
to 53, he showed the group of angels, they were many. And I told you that when we shall be acting that film, what happened in Egypt, when we shall
be
angels of death, we shall show them moving with their horses. They vanish, they appear. They stand before the firstborn. Snatch out spirits. Yet the people don't see them physically. For most when they act that film, most don't show angels of death. They show smoke is passing. People don't again get fear at all.
And instead,
that smoke picked the first bones. Angels of death, we are moving in Egypt, picking out spirits.
No,
and you hear weeping, yelling, weeping everywhere.
I
always hear people weep like that. Yet they are around. As we first told you, Ecclesiastes 8, from verse 16 down, there are many works God does under the sun.
And
no man refuse sleep day and night. They cannot see them. Yet they are moving on. Angels, even now they are moving.
But
if someone, they are getting out of the body now, in a certain place.
Yet
no one is going to see them. I saw them and I was very surprised. People were crying and they are standing aside there. They pass through them. They pity them. We are taking this one. Those sitting on their sick person and they said, don't go. Don't leave us. They have no mercy. We have to take it from the body. Whether they cry how, whether you scratch your feet on the floor, you don't take it, Lord. Leave him today. His time given them is up.
Not
work with the group of angels of counsel. Angels of scales. Revelation 6:5-6. They count season and time. They counted years on this world. You're acting stubborn here. When time will be up. And the sign for angel of death. Time of that one is up. Get them out of the body. People thought they will love you much. When you have sensible reasons before God. Like Hezekiah. And they pray to be at the time. But angel
when
is given a letter of the time of getting him out of
Those
on the world, no matter how they love you, they have no mercy. They just
till
where the person is laid on the bed, come out. And if you are a sinner, your spirit, they hook it with a chain, drag it out. That's why I tell you, break like that.
In a side.
For you insisting to remain in the body.
Bible says
who has the right to retain their spirit. I'm not going, leave it. You are out by force. You know others say, Apostle preach as you cry for the things that are painful. Me, I cry, get tired of that.
It
remains to grab the heart warning you. I don't want to cry these tears, the flesh crocodile tears. The body when it rejoices, it cries. If it
just cries,
the body is a liar. Right in your heart, in your inner man. And you leave your sins. Though you shed tears on the body, if you retain sins, they will get you up and take you in hell. Others pull themselves.
Again,
they are going, but they resist it. They put a chain in them. And you touch them. Don't go. They are going. You are joking. Others, you get their hearts, they are panting for breath. They have
them.
That happened, I saw them 7 years in the journey of heaven. I got to get used of them. Not in familiarity, but in total understanding that
they
and they are not hindered.
The
only way you can hinder that situation. But if you will refuse, still you will see and experience that.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
So the words are could be gambling.
Now think of those words. We want to break out of this aspect. They are appearance. Image and likeness of angels of hell.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
But
the others, we focused much on angels of death. This time we want to focus on the angels of hell. Their image. And the likeness of angels of hell. And some of punishment done in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we first Revelation 6 and verse 8. And he says this. Revelation
6
from verse
8. Embarrassed ya chenvu. Neyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa. Ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Now today we want, in this our part, we focus much on the angels of hell.
This
called hell who follows behind him.
And
group of 150 billions of them.
Those
who pick spirits, take them to hell. They pick and take and you don't see them. They move like the shooting star. Shooting star. You come when I've grown breasts. You come back when I've gotten married. To take you. But do you know what a shooting star is? You will understand him. Those are those men, they move like that light. They walk at a high speed. Like the shooting star.
But
they are the ones who vanish like a shooting star. And they climb, ascend up. And you see it ascend and then go downward like this.
It moves
out of planet
Earth.
Go to the door of heaven and then move you down to hell. And how it runs. I've seen him alone. There God has even helped you see the shooting star. But not seen the real of him.
See
in Joel and the other books. Where they move as they take you.
You
are either here by one. You can spend like 7 hours when you're still on the world. Or 24 hours. Or 7 days. Or 24 days. It lies in the 24 elders. If you're not sure whatever you did was wrong, they leave you on this world till you prove all of them. But do you think they've set you free? You are on the chains. You
see
those to bury your body. Do not tell them, friends. I am here. You try to
hand
passes through them like that. Don't bury my body.
Yes, we was with.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, as they have told us, Revelation 6:8, I saw one sitting on the yellow horse. Behind him is followed by hell. Hell.
Yes, we was with.
Praise Jesus much.
There
we are focusing on the appearance. Those work in real hell.
Just
told you in Isaiah. 54, verse 16 to 17. That these were made. And they make weapons to be used to make their punishments. If you find them with a panga, You know he is about to release an axe. You see with an axe, anytime it becomes a hammer. And there you are on tension. Those
being
in long in hell and those who have freshly fallen there, they're all the same.
And
nothing, they have just thrown you there. You know, let me tell you, most of you say, we preach to you a gospel threatening you. Is it not that? If you don't want to fear when you're on the world, you will fear after you've unclothed the body. But let me ask a question. The one who warns you and the one who never warns you, who is the best?
For
we warn as we speak terrific things.
No one
get saved from what would have happened on you. Another preaches you sweetness. But you fall in evil and wrath. And you fall in agony. Whom do you want of the two? You know, a Muganda said, the one who wants you, you want the one of the axe. You know the one of the axe? The one of the axe. Let's read him. You know, Luganda language is original. Those who started the call of the nation with us. The foundation, you saw it. Things are on their original.
The
one who warns you, you want the one of the axe. You will understand him. When you will fall in hell. You know, we warn you with the words. And you refuse. Now, one of the acts will get lay hold of you. Let us read. Isaiah 54:16.
Laba, natondo omuwesi afukuta omuliro gw'amanda. Najjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe.
Have you heard? He created the blacksmith. Remember Angel Abaddon, Angel of Hell. Revelation 9:11 speaks of him. He has a blacksmith down him. That his horse with the head of a lion with fire. Now the one
up,
he uses the Abaddon on the horse. This one is not clear.
Going
to get images which are clear.
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
part of down of the horse.
Embarrassi,
the horse has the head of a lion. It blows fire. On the body of Abaddon.
He
is seated on top of it.
He's
the one who causes distractions.
What they
call to destroy. Lay holds to crush that head. Which had beheadedness on the world. He puts it on a stone very well. And he grinds the head. And
he
beats the first. The big, big axe. And you weep from there. And he's enjoying it. And he's not cried well. He brings another. He pummels that head.
It
is like a flattened thing. But you're still breathing. And reach a time you're groaning just. You're groaning.
But
facilitating that head.
After
he ties the chain in the head, all the feet are the one kicking, even the fingers. Yet he's dragging you. You know, when I thought of things, I cried tears 7 years. And sometimes I hid from my family not to see me, and I cry. This is not easy. The world doesn't know. Church is on jokes. God is blessed you. Even to be saved, it's a special blessing. And if
God really
gets saved, hold the truth. It seems a joke. And he says,
he
put life through the preaching of the gospel. It seems foolishness. Yet he saves those who humble. Preaching in this world the gospel of the truth.
It's
like foolishness. Yet through it saves people. Speak that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
That
he made the preaching of the gospel to be like foolishness to save those who humble. Now you see preaching as a joke.
Okay.
People is not where they gather much. They gather in football. They don't give up much time. They gather different things. There's pleasures of the world. There is time enough for them. If you tell them to go in the gospel, if there's no take it, those coming together meet have been dragged by God.
And
thank God for dragging you come here, truth.
Amen.
Let's repeat Isaiah.
Isaiah 54,
verse
16. Laba. Natondo omuwesi okufuka omuliro gw'amanda najjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe era natonda n'omuzikiriza okufaafaaganya olunyole 17 tewabenga kyakulwanyisa kye baliweesa okulwana naawe ekiriraba omukisa era buli lulimi olikugolokokerako okuwoza naawe olulisinga
omanyi abantu baagala nnyo ekyandi
no people love this scripture so much
nga tebamanyi kyogera
kwani speaks of who the destroyer. If you've been a warrior on this world, they pick you and all your battalions are around you. They picked Gaddafi. And they picked Saddam. That you have armies. Death and hell pass you. All the armies, they pass them to reach you. And they come where the president is. You've been a president doing what?
You
forget you're ambassador of God to do things of God. As Romans 13 says, and you did what you wanted. Yet it's a case to do what you want.
And
Isaiah
49
unto 17. All the leaders and rulers there in hell, you to come. You are about
battalion,
to battalion so.
Marini,
they are here. But you cannot speak at that time. You don't tell them. They meant this army of angels of death and hell.
And
no matter bombs explode, even missiles, they are in the missiles and they cannot stand it. As you are shooting, bless yourselves. They are picking out spirits from the people. Whoever falls, they pick. You strike missiles there within the missiles. Now weapon can stand them. Those we call them in the
world
to pick out evil spirits.
Take
them, bind the bottomless pits.
Don't you
think there is a bomb they make under the sun or a missile? It will be able to destroy them.
For
they pick spirits in the midst of war
and
bombs exploded. As you're there, the bomb has stricken you.
You see,
you are out of your body immediately. They are men from coming out. You wonder. These the me have not been blown even. Maybe I've not died.
Ah.
following me.
Angel of death, go this side, as you're refusing,
the chain hooks you.
Remember,
people dying in bombs exploded.
It's
no more there, it's been exploded and blown.
Just
directs you. You follow your way. He's here.
He another
from the fire.
Abaddon
and his group.
And
begins to yell, run in the fire.
He
meets you in the forehead of him. Where are you going? They tell you, run from sin, you refuse. Get out of Babylon, it's fallen, you refuse. Now, come, we take you where you're meant to be. You try to run. They are here in the fire. As you reach where you go, you know they vanish and he waits for you in the front where you're running to. I saw some spirits which are stubborn, which they, you relate to hellfire. Nothing they can even do. That body is trying to deceive you. It's nothing.
They'll
get out of you from there, you'll be surprised. Got sick of malaria and you got all weakened. And you no more have strength by then. You can't carry the cup. Now when you relate to hell, fire. Get you will understand it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Hebrews, Hebrews 10:30-31. Vengeance is of God.
Not
all things you do. Emphasis that deceived you. That Satan gives punishments in hell. He's not the one giving them.
God
himself is the one who carries vengeance.
But these
men of hell, the angels,
it's
wrath to carry vengeance on what you did on him. Under this sun. Let us read there we hear.
Hebrews 10,
verse 30.
Kubanga tumumanyo oyo eyayogera nti eggwanga lyange ze ndi walana era nate nti Mukama alisalira omusanga abantu be asatu mulumu kubanga kyantiisa okugwa mu mukono gwa Katonda omulamu.
Kakati okuwolera eggwanga kukwe.
Agency is of God.
Then
you fall in the hand of God.
Uyateka mujeri
the armies of angels of hell. You will see how they carry vengeance out. All things do them what you do with your stubbornness.
And
when they will touch you, you've fallen in the hand of God, the one of the chains. Here you move free. Go from here and head on to a lodge and you buy a prostitute. Do what you want. He will not beat you for that. But you understand it one day. He helps you beat you. You know he loves you.
When
the man he loves, he rescues. If he doesn't beat you,
the day he will then
hold you, fall in his hands. If born again, you see God has beaten you.
You've
done things not right. You thank God.
Say,
Lord, let me
fall.
You beat me more than you beat me in hell. Everything you do, it doesn't beat you. Wait for him. He told you in Psalms 50, you do all, he keeps silent. And you think you're equal with him. Let us read there we hear.
Zaburi esura eyatano n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
Psalms 50 from verse 21.
ebyo wabikola nange nensirika nolowooza nga nenkanankanira ddala naawe naye ndi kunenya nembiteeka mu maaso go. Olwabirimu 2 kale mulowooze kino mwabeerabira Katonda neme okubataagulataagula okubulawo alibawonya.
No
one saves you there. You did them all. He kept silence. You thought you were equal with him. Those
who
have given themselves honors that they are his lordships.
His lordship
the bishop.
But Inspector General Prophets.
Others call them the gods in the world. Lords. Others say they are king of kings.
But
he is the one who called himself that is no more there.
Gaddafi
one day said, I am the king of kings. Let him come back and be that.
What beaten
now is to call himself king of kings and the other things he did. He
said,
you do all.
And
never beats you even.
No funa mara
first, second
prostitute.
You get men, you go into adoring fornication. You even write them in your diary.
Na
fornication with 450 men. God did nothing to me. Let me tell you. That head you have. Maybe breaks you in vain.
You
don't know what they will do to you
after you've
gotten from that body.
You
never have authority even.
Even
though now you seem to have it.
You
decide through good or evil. Yet you would never have it again. After you've fallen in the hand of God, of the chain,
that
passed through angels of hell,
it
was led by angel Abaddon.
And
forget God.
That
we are you who forget God. For I'm going to tear you apart. Angel of hell. They have a horse. It has the head of a lion. It
can
bite you with tooth pointed
talons.
And it brings nails.
And tears
the whole of you.
For
an entire month
they are coming. They
tear you into parts.
But
think God is the one who tear you.
He
has his army, he put it aside.
To
pay you according to what you've been doing. If you sodomized. You will see of serpents which sodomize. They enter in your behind and then you hear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let's
read 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10 to 11.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esula eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 10.
Kubanga ffenna kitugwanira okulabisibwa Kristo walisalira emisango buli muntu awo ebyo bye yakola mu mubiri nga bwe yakola oba birungi oba bibi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ffenna
all we. Today, angel of hell, as he takes you, he pays you according to what you did in the body. And then we wait the day of judgment. And then
you're
paid according to what you did in the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To
be paid according to what you've been doing. You've been committing adultery, fornication. You will see snakes which can use you. Angel Abaddon has snakes, we shall see them. It come from behind, it's one. It makes three heads. Now the one who was sodomizing, they position you very well like that. And the snakes, they are aiming at you.
There's
the one which is targeting you.
It
comes from your butt, through your mouth. And you protrude those funny eyes of yours.
bano bakazi buli kiseera
mubeera every time
mugabaagaba
you are giving out
ojagabira emisota
you will give to those snakes
okanura amaaso
and you control those eyes and you weep and they are much on you
biwakora binini bali bakora
what they will do to you
ngabwe wakora
as you did
wanyoweraji
you drank alcohol
sulfuric acid
alcohol and you're drinking it you chewed marijuana
make marijuana
of fire in hell
bakugambe
gaya you chew them you control those chicks as you used before they give you smoke cigars
fege ngo munywano ya simula
it is smoke a cigar you begin to cough
bagama ate munywenga
okora mbye wakora as you used to do the process you made as you smoked it
ngabo isako ne munyido lyoko
ulire through your nose you feel it
bakora buli chonne
chisobuka
wakora
to do as you did
mwasoka manyi mwaga mwaulira
ku you said you heard of hell
na yeri je mwaulira
but that you heard was fake hell
wabura kuno nyakuka kasi
I'm one who proved to you
kubanga usoma mu bible ulira bulo
read the bible you hear very well
ali no kutu
the one with the ear
aliro moyo chagamba
let them hear what the spirit says to the church
abata balabula kubikwatagana ebintu
don't warn you concerning this
tebagalanga ko bulambwa
never loved your life
ne wankuba dobwa
neither dares
kakati ubereyo mchitwale
manyi gago in take it power is there
wera biddo kulabulwa
forget to be warned
no kubuliro kakatonda
the instruction of your god
yesu yebazi
praise jesus
webana kukwata ko
when they lay hold on you
oja kuwewunyesa
you will be surprised of this world
ero line daruli ongabo
osobola and you have your stubbornness as you can
era tukubulira
and we preach to you
ndio no gamba
and you go out say
Ineka mutume nakoba
kawa. Also, what is wrong with him?
Namu nimetubulira bintu bintu byawa.
Preaching at things of this world.
Twetaga.
We are in need.
Vuta tubulira kunjiri
yeyo twetaga. Instead of preaching things of things we need.
Eh yerine bintu byayo.
That has its season.
Era tujja kulagira makubo ko kufuna byewetaga.
The way of getting what you want.
Agali mbyawa ndiko
bintu. That in the whole scriptures.
Nayo kushinga nyo wetaga okumanya.
Most of all you need to know.
Ebyenti ise byekitalo.
Which are Terrific.
Ebiyinza okubeerako oluvannyuma mukaseera katonda
happen on you at a long time when you unclothe the body
kubanga buliwe bulamu bubeeramu ennaku ezisinga
like you live in most of your years
wano kunsoma le myaka mitono
you are on the world you spend a few years
giri emyaka 3 ku mukaga n'ekirana
60 to 80 years maximum
lengo manya abagwa mugeno okuba ku mulembe gwa Adam
those who fallen hell from the era of Adam
abatasobola kuvayo nga nekati bachali
did come out up to now they are there
n'abazi bagwayo mirembe genja
falling there in different generations
obulamu bamaze mu emyaka mitwalo na mitwalo
life have been in thousands of thousands of years
naye bali kunsi obwako obutono ennyo
when they were on the world a few years
mwebakolere byabasunze
things which made them fall there
ati manyo bulambo bubukozisa
know how you use your life
babu otambula nabo
that you move weep under the sun
era atakulabula mulabewo
one who never warns you is your enemy
omulabewo number 1
your number 1 enemy
yaganyo kulabula kiena nenyanja yo
one who never warns you of hell and lake of fire
nokulaga eguru
and to show you heaven
ngeri jona izo
the way you'll be able to go there
oyi mulabe number 1 atudau
number 1 enemy
Erango yakulemirwa mu Satan.
It's led by Satan.
Yatugomesa mbulamu obulungi mu guru.
Just as from the good life in heaven.
Atuona ona mulisukuru akatona.
Sinned in the garden of God.
Nikati akyakola awefube.
Now he's trying to work on.
Ukulaba ngate tudda mu guru.
Seeing we don't get back to heaven.
Ngakola nabantu abamu abayononeka
mu guru. Works with some people corrupted in their minds.
Atibatulabula kugeena ne wankubadde nyanja yo.
Don't want us of hell and the lake of fire.
Era batubulira enjiri ewomerera.
They preach to us a sweet gospel.
Nayenga tebatujisiza ako bibiye
kukora. They have not made us give up on sins we do.
Era olumbe furaba bulizibo obutuukirivu.
At times they appear as preachers of righteousness.
So nga tebabunyonyolera ddala.
They don't totally explain it.
Basi nga kulowooza kukunganya musimbi.
They mostly think of gathering money.
Abantu abamadini
kimura babonsi. People religions you see on the world.
Babera mu bisitore
yebatubulira. Stories they are what they preach to us.
Balina hagatabugali yao.
They have books they have with them.
Musimanyi katikisi.
That catechism.
Ah
Others are telling us, Inshallah, we shall have 70 virgins.
Then
you say the four are few here.
Janna,
they will give me 70.
70
you will get there the angels of hell. And they bring serpents to do to you things you did on the world of immorality. When you read the Isaiah 13 from verse 1 to 14.
Isaiah 13
from verses 1.
Omugugu gwa Babuloni, Isaiah mutabani wa Amozi, gwe yalaba. Olinyo lw'okubiri. Muwanike bendera ku lusozi olw'ebweru. Mubayimusize eddoboozi. Muwenye n'omukono. Bayingire mu miryango egy'abakungu. Olinyo lw'okusatu. Ndagidde abawonge bange. Weewaawo. Mpise abasajja bange abaamaanyi olw'obusungu bwange. Abange abeenyumiriza n'amalala. Olinyo lw'okuna. Oluyogaano lw'ekibiina ku nsozi ng'olw'eggwanga eddene. Oluyogaano olw'okuleekaana okw'obwakabaka. Nti oluyogaano olw'okuleekaana okw'obwakabaka obw'amawanga nga gakuŋŋaanye. Mukama ow'eggye akuŋŋaanyiza eggye olw'olutalo. Olinyo lw'okutaano. Bava mu nsi yeewala ku nkomerero y'eggulu Mukama n'ebyokulwanyisa ebyokunyiiga kwe.
Owulidde gye bava.
Have you heard where they come from?
Bava mu nsi yeewala.
They come from the far country.
Ku nkomerero y'eggulu.
At the end of heavens.
Geena gyekolaki?
Where hell is.
Bava mu nsi yeewala.
They come from the far country.
Ku nkomerero y'eggulu.
At the end of the heaven.
Basajja ba busungu bwa Mukama.
Men of the wrath of God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bayiti wa basajja abo busungu bwa Mukama.
Called the men of the wrath of God. God is love.
Te yakola.
What he did.
Urukwe atugamba leo kana sura yoko na.
He said in the first John.
Katonda kuagara.
Chapter 4 that God is love.
Ye asigala muguru kuagara.
He remained in heaven and is love.
Nadiro busungu bwona.
God all is anger and wrath.
Na abute kamba malaika bige.
Put in the angels of hell. All anger would have gotten anger to us.
He put it
in these men who come from the far country. Why it's called the far country? Revelation 9 said it's the bottomless pit. It's far.
Heaven's
hell is found there in the kingdom of the stars. Have you ever said you are proud? They will beat you.
Even
the pride will regret why you did it.
When
you will fall
the
most proud, they will act proud. They will get the chain, swing it. They are going to beat you. And they pass it with pride on you like that. And you pose like that. He brings it again. Posing like that.
You
wonder the pride he uses. Let us repeat here.
These
are men of his wrath. God put them in the angels of hell.
Then
he will pay you as you did to him. God is love.
The
heavens have never seen God angered.
The face
is of joy. We are rejoicing his joy. But those in hell, my God, they wonder of God. But God, if God gets to forgive us, God is beating us.
Because
of his wrath are too much on us. But those in heaven, we say, Lord, thank you for saving us. You are worthy, we are singing. And he's happy on us. And the other side, you'll be surprised.
And
the man looked in heaven. He saw Lazarus. And Abraham rejoiced. But on the side where he is, he wondered God, how he is very harsh. Let's tell you one thing. People say God is merciful. It is true. That is side A of him, of which you see. But if you change to the other side of him,
Side A.
Side A.
Eyo katonda kuwaga.
God is love. Is of mercy.
Asasira.
He is having mercy. This field of goodness.
Eyo ye side
that is side A of the holy ones. If he changes the side B, you will know that God can beat. No more to be forgiven.
If
you have fallen in hell, you will be surprised. These are men of his wrath. Let's repeat here.
Isaiah esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Isaiah 13 verse 3.
Ndagidde abawonge bange.
Bawongebe.
These are his holy ones.
Batukuvu.
They are holy.
Bakole emirimu gyabwe.
They do their work.
Totuke yonogani mukama.
Bana
akasajja.
These men
agatali gatukuva agambo nyabonya.
Holy who are tormenting me.
Batukuvu bawongebe baule.
They were
olwe emirimu ejageena.
They were crowned for the works of hell they do.
Isaiah esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Isaiah 13 verse 3.
Ndagidde abawonge bange. Weewaawo mpisa abasajja bange abaamaanyi olw'obusungu bwange.
Babusungu bwe. Basajja baamaanyi.
These are mighty women.
Isaiah esule ye 13 olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Isaiah 13 verse 3.
Abange abenyumiriza.
Benyumiriza.
They rejoice. Let's repeat it.
Abanga bakola batya.
Mine who do what?
Isaiah sura ya 13 olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Isaiah 13 verse 3.
Ndagidde abawonge bange. Weewaawo mpisa abasajja bange abaamaanyi olw'obusungu bwange. Abange abenyumiriza n'amalala.
Have
you heard?
Benyumiriza.
They rejoice.
Asoka na gamba gwe.
You can say you.
Atu
now you are in the world.
Ngoregwe omuntu omunene.
You move to that big head of yours.
Ojema.
You rebel.
Ngena kukuba.
I'm going to beat you.
Ngena kukuba oja chinyonyoka.
Beat you will understand that God is there.
Asoka na kuwanga. Ngena gwe.
You.
Wali ku simple
wayogero. On the world you talk, God is no what? I'm going to
back
you till you will call him, will not come. You are joking. You act all stubbornness. God is not a human being. He is God. He was. He is. He will be. No matter when he will get you. Not being the first to have a big head.
Even
your colleagues who are here before he held them. You think you are the first?
Even
the holy ones, you know the first. Those who have the gospel, you know the first.
Those
humbled in the see the heaven
around.
We too we shall reach. Your colleagues, the one who
rejects sin.
You have your colleagues who were here before. And they held them long time. You too, they will reach you. Every person in his own turn. You are not here before God.
Now,
after you contend with what he tells you hell is not there. You came on the world. You did know it was there. And you lived in it. Is it not that? When you came, did you know planet Earth is there?
Not
before when you were aware that Earth is there. You rejected it. You reached it. Are you not on it? Even hell you say
God
revealed it all. He says there. When you reach there, you will prove it is there. It will be threatening to reach there. At least you came on the world.
So
it has persecutions. You drink of water here. And you cook of food. And you move in your colleagues. But the world of hell, that is not there. You are a prisoner who is amazing. Nothing like freedom of drinking water. And you say it's not there.
As
you came on the world, you didn't know it is there. You get that little understanding of yours. God's the one who grew that head of yours. And it held brains in it. That which thinks. After you say God is not there. But you forget. You were a young baby like this.
Infant,
and you
susu,
you defecate where you are. God grew your brains. You began to think. After you said God is not there.
You
take you back on that stage.
When
no one gets out of the body and they have not fallen down as a baby. You
will
lie down a flesh and you no more think as you began. Some of you get old and get back as young children and you speak stories of the young children. And you begin to crawl on the floors.
You
it's not you who made yourself stand on your feet. Then you stand to contend against him.
Once
you get old, he will take you back on this level. You walk like that on the floor. Old age. For you begin like this, you bend a little, walk like that. Until you get back down. You cry.
Every time
you cannot do that, they drag you onto a skin, the animal, as they carried you a baby. If you
beat
you down as you fell from the mother's womb.
There's
no dead body they bury where they're standing. Except those who hung themselves. Don't joke. He will get you. No matter when it
happens.
You want to see of his merciful hand. You align yourself.
Microphone is here.
Praise the Lord. I'm named Apostle Innocent. I'm requesting on light to know on this issue. Psalms 90 verses 12. Gamba tusomese okubale naku zaffe. Era tunabera n'emitima emigezigezi.
We may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Emitima tunaba n'emigezigezi. As Apostle has been preaching, we've seen after someone is snatched from the body, there's a time they spend on this world, and they pass through the summer of things they moved on.
From 7 hours to 24 days.
Like we have gotten light of knowledge.
From verse 4.
Let's be sober.
We are not appointed to wrath.
In the next verse, Now, as God has given us grace,
jump started us.
And stood the wrath which is following rebellion.
So,
Someone can they not have ability to know their time of going. In the
journal
of heaven, God show you that. And the other. Let me, as I finish.
There's
a brother who was preaching the gospel too. People have verses the brethren they hide in. He said no. John 10,
28-29.
Says God put us in his palm. No powers of darkness can snatch us out.
So, mbadde nsaba omusana mu kigambo.
I'm requesting light over that word. Praise Jesus. Oya agamba nti Mukama ali mu kibatu kye. The one who says in the palace of God's hands. Let them think of Revelation 3. Verse 16 to 20. That because you neither hold nor call, you neither hold nor call, me too I spit you from my mouth.
If you
spit the one in the mouth, how more the one in the palm to throw them off? God puts you in his mouth and spits you out of it. How more you the one holds in his palm? Just throw you in hell. For you insult the spirit of grace. According to Hebrews 10,
and
count the blood of the Son of God as if it never cleansed you.
Then
you do what you want. According to Hebrews 10:28. Speaks in the Ezekiel
18.
When the righteous man will trust their righteousness and sin, they will die in their unrighteousness they've done.
So
if you claim the palm of God, powers of darkness can take you out. But God himself can throw you out of it. You know, you see like this. You have your father who births you. You've done sins before him. The neighbors cannot say, your father has said you're no more his son. Your father is the one who can come out. Say, this son is no more my son. I've chased him. For you are a child of the house. Who can take you out of that house?
Except
your father himself, the owner of the house. Other word of season and times. Already Thessalonians answered you. I'm not on darkness that day to fall on us like a thief. Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter spoke much as they preached to Timothy that my time of unclothing is come. You can inquire from the Lord, he will tell you. He spoke it to Ezekiah. He said, time is up, you're going to unclothe. You order your house. It's impossible. Because some people we don't want to inquire of it even. Because they can tell you tomorrow.
It's said,
Lord, why have I asked you? At least they would have fallen just on me.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So
now let's move on. At least, then if we make one service, it will be enough for us. Yet, when we've understood some things, let's have other microphones. Praise Jesus, brethren.
I'm
evangelist Topaz.
Mutume mbade njala kufuna kumusana gwa kubikulia mukaga olunyiri wa munana.
Apostle, I want to get light on Revelation 6:8.
Kweno line ye gamba.
On the line saying,
and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth.
Amanyi ne gaba wewa eri ekitundu ekyokuna ekyensi.
Ekyo ekitundu ekyokuna kye mbade njala okumanya.
I want to know the fourth of the earth.
Kitundu ekyokuna.
There are fourth.
Baboogera ku Ezekiel.
They speak of Ezekiel chapter 1, which show four living creatures, where spirits come. Those four living creatures, every living creature has a human head. Remember, the heads are four. But they
say,
a fourth of the earth, they speak human beings in the earth. A fourth. Every living creature has voice, but one each head of a human being counts human spirits.
Amen. Mpozi.
You will read Ezekiel chapter 1 on the four living creatures. Each has four heads or four faces. There is that of a lion, an eagle, there is of the eagle head, of the calf, and the human being. If they say a four, they speak all spirits coming from those living creatures coming. Human beings, they have authority on them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the question. The body of hell, does it have parts? Each will be paid according to what they did. Lamentation, it will show you that body. Because that body appears as a stick. You are all bent without rightful shape, a dry stick. And you only have little parts of bodies on you. Different funny parts.
When
you use them, things worthless, you devastated them. The body they gave you, they give you parts, and the bum, you used to shake, and it all flattened like that. It is bent even without shape.
Praise the Lord.
Yebazwe mukama.
I'm Brother James.
Ndi Uruganda Yakobo.
Mwangere ku dobozi.
The first thing I want to say is one.
Kinteka lugambe soka chimu.
Comment in Genesis 19. When God told Lot to escape
from Sodom,
from the city of Sodom and
Gomorrah,
he reached a place called
Zoar.
The Bible talks of a hilly place. And then God commanded the rain of fire. That fire
Mukama nalagira nkwayo muliro
is the same fire that we just read in Revelation 19.
Omuliro ko gwe gumu gwe tusomiye.
It was made of sulfur.
Omuliro gwa sulfur.
Now sulfur is a very dangerous chemical.
Now chemical ya sulfur ya bulabe nyo.
It's yellow.
Ya yellow.
And I read some people have gone and found that valley where Sodom and Gomorrah were. They examined that material.
Sulfur.
It burns everything completely. So actually where Abaddon and his group passed. It's a mess. Nothing remains alive there. So that evidence in Genesis is what was shown to John in Revelation.
Genesis we wala giwa yokana mukubikulirwa.
Number two, I was just imagining the size, the number of angels. The size of hell and the size of the earth.
Obunene bwa geyena ne size yensi.
Our mind can only expand to a certain limit. Planet Earth has just about 7 billion people. Now, the hell is, if you can only imagine 200 billion angels. So, the number of angels outnumber the human beings, those angels, by more than 22
billion.
Now, it looks like, I don't know, when from the time when human beings started living on the earth, either some angels are still unemployed. Because they are supposed to be working. So we really have to be careful because you can't give somebody a job to take you away. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. All angels who have not yet worked.
According
to Isaiah 14, from verses 12 unto 20, they are all working on Lucifer, Satan. If you fall there, and one leaves that to come target focus on you,
or
someone to beat and torment, they are on Lucifer, Satan. They are because they have wrath and anger. Each one feels he can handle. Give them beat the entire world.
He feels
the other beating
all.
He wants his own. Then they reach you there.
You can now the anger.
Let's get back to Isaiah.
These
are men of God, of his wrath.
Isaiah 13,
verse 3.
Ndagida abawonge bange, wewao, mpisa abasajja bange, abamani, olw'obusungu bwange. Abange, abenyumiriza, na malala. Olinyo lwokuna, oliyogano lw'ekibiina ku nsozi, ng'olw'eggwanga eddene, oliyogano olw'okuleekaana okw'obwakabaka obw'amawanga, nga bakuŋŋaanye. Mukama ow'eggye akuŋŋaanyizza eggye olw'olutalo.
Bano bava mu nsi y'ewa.
These come from the far country.
Olunaku lwa Mukama.
On the day of the Lord.
Mukama waffe si lwagenda
okudda. Jesus, when he will be back.
Ye nejja kubeerekera
okola. Hell will stop to work.
Atwolekera nnyanja
yaabwe. And we head to the lake of fire.
Men have
been working in the bottomless pit in hell. Come out with the sinners, bring them back on the world. On the day of the Lord. That's why Bible says in the John 5, those who raise up for shame, even Daniel 12, and those who raise up for life. Raising of the day of the Lord. It's called the second resurrection. Today there is the first resurrection, where we raise up with the Lord Jesus through the baptism. But the second resurrection, it will bring them out all.
Angels,
hell will bring those who sinned ever since the world existed. Paul, come from hell. They will appear on the world. After time has passed, we shall be in Jerusalem of heaven. Judgment seats, they will be brought on the chains. That's why
the
Bible says death brought all the dead. Even hell brought that we shall see ahead. Praise Jesus much.
Men,
the day of the Lord, those who work in hell, they are going to work live on this world. Death would have given up and they will work in as angels. For that day, there will no more be death. Someone will look for death they will never see on the day of the Lord. You see a spear, you go hook yourself on it to die, and you
prepare
yelling and you don't die. After you go out yourself and you run.
Okay,
no one chases you. The scripture will come on you. They will run and no one will be chasing them.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Let's
move on.
Isaiah
13, verses 5.
Bava musi yewala, kunkomerero yeguru. Mukama, nebyo kulwanyi sebyo kunyiga kwe. Okuzikiriza ensi yonna.
On that
day they would have come to destroy the world. But they would be coming from the far country. In hell. Bottomless pits. Isaiah 13 verse 6.
Muwoggane, kubanga olunaku lwa Mukama luli kumpi. Lulijjanga okuzikirira okuva eri omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. emikono gyonna kyegiriva giddirira na buli mutima gw'omuntu gulisaanuuka. Olunnya olw'omunaana, era balikeŋŋentererwa okusoosomolwa n'okubalagalwa kulibakwata. Balirumwa ng'omukazi alumwa okuzaala. Baliwuniikirira bokka na bokka. Amaaso gaabwe galiba maaso ga muliro.
Olunaku olwo. On that day.
Bakugeza kulaga nti singa ekibinja ky'amalayika abakola mu ggeena balabisibwa ku
nsi. Try to show you if angels of hell appear on this world.
Obalagaze obuwulira bakyali mu kilomita
eziwerera. You feel agony as they are far kilometers far.
Ekyo era kibeerawo mu kiseera kino.
That too happen in this moment.
Singa bano n'omuntu.
If they pick up someone.
Uyinza okuwulira obulumi
bw'emagombe nga tonna bakwambula na mubiri. You can feel the pain of hell before you unclothe the body.
N'otandika okukaaba n'okulayana.
And you begin to cry and to yell.
Wowe.
And you are yelling.
Omutwe gunnumanyo.
They are feeling headache.
Bananga okuguru.
The leg.
Kuguru. Kuguru kokakati kundi
mubiri. The leg alone is too much.
Muli muno nabo bagenda bambula mpola.
Those they unclothe gradually.
Okuguru sikyakuwulira.
I no more feel my leg.
Panene kuno sikyakuwulira.
Even this one I don't feel it.
Jukira kunakula mukawe bana abaji.
Member on God's day as they come.
Baja kwa bachi ali walanga kwa tanisha ndokubendo.
And we began to yell.
Baju de burumi
kubavamu. Pain which comes from them.
Era bobera mugera ne wabata nakukuba.
If you are in hell before they beat you, you are bobera kuba buyitira. The pain you are on is much.
Okulirana obuliranya olirana malaika we.
Be near the angel of hell.
Obo uliyo.
You feel dying.
Ngo ulira bakutuga naye nga.
You feel the strength.
Ndale eliyo kufana ingaretu.
But as you die but you don't die.
Waliwo bulidde kongo olwizinga bulizinga naye olinga afa wakati yao.
You're losing your breath.
Waliwo
olumi. There is pain involved.
Ati obulumi obwo.
Now that pain.
Bone wabate bannakukuba bakukute.
Before they beat you it's already become a pain. You feel as if they're strangling you.
Nga tokyasa bulungi.
You no more breathe well.
Olinga ayagala okusajuka
tosobulamu obwo. Don't breathe.
Obeera mbulamu bwe butyo kyokka nakuzonna.
That life all your days.
Ofa tofa.
You die you don't die.
Obulumi buyitirivu.
Pain is too much.
Kyokka nga tebannakukuba adde ne jambia
ne mu. Beat you even a panga.
Ebintu byayo si byangu.
The things there are not easy.
Era atakulabula.
And the one who never wants you.
Kusoka ye mulabe
wo. I told you first they are your enemies.
Isaya esula eye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Isaiah 13 verses 9.
Laba olunaku lwa Mukama lujja olukambwe nga lulina obusungu n'ekiruyi okuzisa ensi n'okuzikiriza abalina ebibi abaayo okubamalamu. Olunya olw'ekkumi. Kubanga emmunyeenye ez'omuggulu n'ebibiina byazo tebiri akakwaka kwabyo. Enjuba erizikizibwa ng'evaayo n'omwezi teguliyaka musana gwagwo. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Nange ndibonereza ensi olw'obubi bwabwe n'ababi olw'obutali butuukirivu bwabwe. Era ndimalawo ekyejo eky'abalina amalala. Era ndikkakkanya okwenyumiriza kwabo abatiisa. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Ndifuula omusajja okuba ow'omuwendo okusinga ezaabu ennungi. Omusajja okusinga zaabu ennungi eya Ofiri.
Kankubulire ku lunaku olwo.
Let me tell you on that day.
Oba olunaku lw'ogwa mu ggeena.
On the day you fall in hell.
Banagambye nti olunaku olwo.
If I told you that day.
Olwa Mukama.
Of the Lord.
Waliwo olwa buli kino.
There is a day of every person.
Oluliwo leero.
Which is today.
Ogenda okuva mu mubiri.
You will check from the body.
Ojja kulaba amamotoka,
amayumba, houses.
Nga waliyoga singa omuwendo.
You were more valuable than them.
Naye nga tewakimanyi.
Yet you didn't realize it.
Weyononesa n'okola ebita sana.
Spoiled sin did things not right.
Kuruna kuru jategera.
That day you will realize.
Nti gwe ne wankuba nebo tandivuze amamotoka.
Though you would have driven cars.
Nebo tandizime mayumba wali wa muwendo nyo.
Houses you have so much valuable.
Wango lira bazabo ngatayamba.
When you see gold is useless.
Yumba tegayamba.
House is no more help.
Nga gari gayamba ebyo mubiri.
Help things of the body.
Ninga kupati jyotu sye kotegayina ande chigayamba.
Reached on they have no help they help.
Era yakugamba mu Mako.
Told you in Mark.
Chiga sacho kulia seno nojimara.
Profit it the entire world.
Ninga ogena maso kubuza omoyo.
Move on to forfeit your soul.
Rujote gira ntate wali wa muwendo nyo.
Realize you are very valuable.
omanyi olumutu kabira katonda
amazigaate
tunnazimba mayumba
we build houses
ate tunnalinnya nnyonyi genda
mumawanga
obanga tetuguze
mumamotoka
naye nga tubera bidde obugagga obwobulokozi
obwobulamuomuwendo
ogwo
that value
naye akugambye olwo olunaku nga
lukutuuseeko
oba olunaku lwa mukama
lwalidda
kuba mulimu abajja osiŋganibwa nga bali
wano
lwojjo mumanya
bulijjo
oli wa
muwendo
okusinga ne zaabu
gwebadeyanira
kubanga obuza omwoyo gwo olwa
zaabu
olwa feeza
waakiri
okufa nga nina emyaka ataano n'ebibi byanaye nga ndidde obugagga ojja kumanya omuwendo
kulunaku
Isaiah esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwe 13
Isaiah 13:13
Kyendiva nkankanya eggulu n'ensi erinyeenyezebwa okuva mu kifo kyayo mu busungu bwa Mukama ow'Eggye ne ku lunaku olw'ekiruyi kye. Olunyiriri olwe 14 awo olulituuka ng'empeewo egobebwa era ng'endiga ezitaliiko musumba balikyuka buli muntu okudda mu bantu b'ewaabwe ye era balidduka buli muntu mu nsi yaabwe ye. Olwe 15 buli anaalabikanga anaafumitibwanga na buli anaawambibwanga anaagwanga n'ekitala.
Owulidde ekijjobaawo nga bwe bakola leero mu
gehena
bamalayika bagenda kuleeta
aboonoonyiolunaku
lwa mukama era ojja kulabako abaasooka okukola ebibi n'abeerimbika okuba abasumba nga baali babbi abatuma ab'obulimba abaali mu masabo abaaga amadiini munaye buli analabikako nga adduka agenda
ewaabwe
mpozi nali mbeerawa
omanyi
bwe bakwamulanga
wabadde
mu
Zana Kampala
bwe bajja okukuza mu kifo
ekyolunaku
luli
ng'ogibwa
eri mu geera kati ojja kudduka ogambe kangende e Masaka gye
nnava
ogenda otuuka e Masaka mu nyumba
reach Masaka in your house there
ng'osiŋŋanayo abafumita
you find those
abadoni nga bakusoose
with the swords and they already there before
bakugamba tolina wamu
and they say you have no
kubanga ewammwe waali mukuleeti wakoleera
was heaven you never worked for it
ogenda okukonkona
as you knock on the door
abeeno
people here
tukomyewo ku nsi
we are back on the world open for
abadoni
us abadon will open and will pierce with the sword
Ero luna katolaba.
Don't you see?
Ero basubulu kwambula omubiri.
There you can be unclothed the body.
Bagena kuolekeza mgena bonabo limedde ebibiri.
Well, if you retain your sins.
Singa tokola butukirivu omutwaza mugu.
Don't walk right this is to go to heavens.
Naye ato lwe bali kuzo jana kuwewo nyana.
When you back you'll be surprised.
Runa kulwa mukama kubanga abono nyima ino zukira bakolwa.
The Lord for the evil raise up come back
here. Nyo kuzukira kwa bisiku va mutaka.
The resurrection not from the ground.
Nyo jabo jiva mukeyena.
The spirits come from hell.
Akati baba kutusha.
If they reach you here.
Pozinali ezaliwa
mubiyo mubiri where in the flesh
hey.
Okay
wa ma nali
wa Tororo I was from Tororo
ofumuka pakatu
and you run to Tororo
ogene maka
you go in the home
okonkone
you knock anyone here
nga baba doni baliyo bazana
kuchai and the apadons are drinking tea in that house
they bagulao
they will open
ono nyeche
what have you come for here
diolina wamwe kwange wamwe wali mukuru
no
wakoleera
your home it was happened
ngabakutunga ebiso
they will pierce you with a sword
ngabakutema
they cut you
ngoduka
and you will run from there
areka tinja kubulira ko kine kibawo
tell you what happens when you fall
in leno nakuruamuka na rustiru wangu
the day of the Lord is not easy
kusingana nga tewetereza
find you not aligned
kubanga abo benyini abakola mugeyera
they
bajja kuba wano
they will be here
omanyiru achi bajja kuba wano
you will be here
banga bajja singana abamunga tebasobode kwa
mugeyera people that are not going to hell
atenga ono onyi
yet they are evil
urebire bijjo kubanga biwedde ko ati geyene ja kubekolera
wano hell will come to work on this world
osobola okugabana ku bibonyo obonyo bya
keyena nga
tonagenda ku musango
before you go for judgment
oba okusula mu nnyanja
y'omuliro
naye mu Isaaya eno 13
Isaiah 13
atugambye nti ku lunaku olwo
say on that day
enjuba ejja kuba teyaka
the sun will not give its light
lwaki
why
okusina mu kubikulu b'essuula y'omwenda
according to Revelations 9
n'olusooka pakulokusa
verse 1-3
kino kye kiribaawo
this is what will be happening
Revelations
9 from verses 1.
Malaika wokutano nakomote kondere. Nenda be munyenye ngeva muguru ngegwa kunsi. Nawe wakisumuluza ekyobunya obutakoma. Olunyo lwokubiri. Nasumulula obunya obutakoma. N'omukka ne guva mu bunya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomya ennene. N'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bbanga.
Isaiah 13 kye yakugambye.
Isaiah 13 what it told you.
Ndi ku lunaku olwo abasajja abo nga bajja.
The devil and his men will come on the world.
Enjuba tejja kwaka.
The sun will not give its light, even the moon.
Kubanga ki?
Why?
Kubikulwa mwenda.
Revelations 9.
Nsoka pakulu kuyulaga.
Verse 1 to 2 shows.
Obunya obutakoma bajja kubugula.
The bottomless pit will be opened.
Ati waliokuwa veiki.
There will come an army from there.
Eri badde likolayo mugeyene bbanga
lino. Walking in hell all that long.
Lireta aboku njegere.
Bring both of the chains.
Omanyika nkubuli.
You know, let me tell you.
Bango uri
ebigambo. Don't you see you hear these words?
Nechi jja kuba kyandisi.
It will be very threatening.
Obuli de nota nywera.
Had them within stand strong.
Unakuli ne bakuletera kunjegere.
That they will bring you on the chains.
Ngagwomu kubagwayo.
You among those who fell there.
Omanyeki nyweza mu njiri ya
mazima. What holds you in this gospel of truth?
Nina likiro kuba kwaba.
I worry to be among those.
Abayogira amazima ne bataganyweza.
Spoke truth and never held it. And you see me on that day. And they bring you on the chains.
He's
the one who's our apostle. My goodness.
Anytime
I know that word, I hold the truth. That's why to preach it to you. To keep. But to be like the Pharisees and what they speak, not what they do. When you will see on those days and some of them spoke of hell, yet they fell there. Let's read verse 3. Revelations 9 verse 3.
Nemumuka nemuvenzige kunsi. Neziwebwa obuyinza ngenjaba ezobusagweza omunsi bozirina obuyinza.
Mwava mwenzige.
They came out locusts.
Naye bano sinzige.
But these are not physical locusts.
Zinezo kunsi.
These of the world.
Wabuloro kuba nti ekikula kyabo.
Because their appearance.
Babera kuneno ne machine
yezisala. They have grills which cut on their arm.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Babera ne machine yezisala
kuno. They have machines which cut.
Wala bako machine
yezisala.
Babera kuno. You
can cut you in the middle.
It
cuts you in like five parts and pieces, and you are like a chicken. Every piece is cooked and it's kicking. After they are joined up together again, yet the yellings you've made, have you seen of locusts? Look at them, they have things which cut on them, even on their feet. Why they're called locusts, they have that appearance.
There are
no locusts which have ever had a human face. If you move on to get explained of them, if you read verse 7, let's read we hear. Revelations 9, verses
7.
They have horses they sit on. Have you seen locusts sit on the horses?
Revelations 9:7.
You seen locust clothing a crown? These are not locust, but it's a mystical language, a spiritual language. According to their appearance. Revelations 9:7.
N'ebifaananyi by'enzige byafaanana ng'embalaasi ezitegekeddwa olutalo, ne ku mitwe gyazo ng'engule ezifaanana nga zaabu, n'amaaso gaazo ng'amaaso ag'abantu.
Kati balola by'enzige ezifaanana n'amaaso ng'ag'abantu.
Ever seen locusts with human eyes
facing as abantu
and the faces of a human being? These are not locusts. But when you look at them on their hands, even the feet, they have feet which pierce like of a locust, and those which cut.
And they move
on to explain like this.
Revelations
9
verses 8.
Have you
ever seen locusts with hair like of a woman?
They have
long hair. And the face is like of human being here. And the eyes are fiery red. And they have tooth pointed out of them.
To
prove they have anger. Can follow you to just bite you.
Have you
seen anger much? And
you
beat someone. And you feel enraged more. And say, let me bite them this time.
Bakuba na ulinango busungu bwe atabulirwa kuba okaba awulira music
cry, he feels music to him
na alioka kugwa kongwa busungu
na kuluma and he bites you
arutandikira omusavisi
yokugira from then next service
kugenda kuongera kuguno
on this same heading
abakurembeza abamaleka abakufana amagombe
the leaders of angels of death and hell
abakora billion
who make 200 billions their image and likeness in some of the punishments which happen in hell.
We
need to begin from there in the next service. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's get to the next service.